Daf is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So yesterday we finished the mission on the bottom of Kuf Kazayin Rebbeis. The mission is describing that Bnos Tzlacha took three chalakim, and they took the chalak of their father, they took the chalak of their grandfather, which should have went to their father, Tzlachar, and since Tzlachar was a Bechor, so they took the double portion that Tzlachar was supposed to get from their father, so they got a total of three portions. Now the Gemara says on the very top of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that Tanan Kiman, who are Misha holds like who? And Misha holds the Damar the Yotze Mitzrayim Nishalka Haaretz. Our Misha must be assuming that the way the land was divided in the times of Yeshua was based on who left Mitzrayim as opposed to those who entered into Eretz Yisrael. So since both Tzlafchad and Tzlafchad's father Chefer left Mitzrayim, they each deserved a chelak of the Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Benos Tzlafchad ended up getting those three portions. And now the Gemara is going to present a three-way machlokas as to how the land was split up. So Gemara says, the Tanya, the Brisa tells us the first bin is Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, Omer, Liyotze Mitzrayim Nishalka Aretz. It was divided based on those who exited, those who left Mitzrayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Lishmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu. That based on the ones who Yinchalu, based on those who left, the Avosam, the fathers. So the people who are standing here now, when they divide the land, your fathers, depending on which fathers left Mitzrayim, that's how the land is going to be divided. Just look at Rashbam here. Rashbam 5 narrow lines up. He says, Liyotze Mitzrayim Nishalka Aretz, Kolomar, Libay Haaretz Nishalka Aretz, those who entered into Eretz Yisrael divide the land, Kefi Cheshbon, according to the calculation, Shel Yotze Mitzrayim, of their fathers or grandfathers who left Mitzrayim. Shinalu Betaras Yerusha Me'avoseim, they took it as representing their fathers who left Mitzrayim. Based on the count of Bnei Yisrael, the second year of Mitzrayim, that's how it was Nishalka Haaretz, Kilu Yarshua Hein Asman, as if they were still alive, and those Yotze Mitzrayim were collecting the land, that's how it was divided, based on Yotze Mitzrayim. So a guy who left Mitzrayim, who now died, and he had a son who entered into Eretz Yisrael, that one son will take all that portion that he should have gotten. As opposed to Mishahayu lo Asarabanim, one man left Mitzrayim, ended up having 10 children in the Midbar, and then the father died, so those 10 children, Nami lo netlu bein kulam elo chelik echad, those 10 have to divide based on their father who only gets one portion. So it's all based on Yotze Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says now, what are you going to do? Elamani Mikayin. The pasuk says Le'ela Techla Ka'aret V'Nachla. These people. The pasuk is describing that these people right here in front of us are going to take the land, but the fathers are already dead. So Le'ela sounds like those who entered into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara answers Le'ela Ka'ela Lahotzi Esa Tfelim. Like those people. What does this mean? So look at Rashbam. It's around 10 medium wide lines down. The last word is Ka'ela. Ka'ela Shehein Bnei Esrim. So we know that the people who entered into Eretz Yisrael were 20 years old, based on those who died in the Midbar, so they were at least 20 years old. Dilavnei Esrim Sheyotzu Mitzrayim Nishalka Aretz. So just like the people standing in front of us in Eretz Yisrael are 20 and above, so too, who is Zocha back in Yotz Mitzrayim? Those who are just like the ones standing here now, that had to be of age, 20 years old. So only 20-year-olds and above who left Mitzrayim were Zocha to land to be Morish to their children who actually entered into Eretz Yisrael. Aval, lo l'tfeilim shayatzu pachas mi ben esrim. But if there's a person who was under the age of 20 when he left Mitzrayim, he was not Zocha to any Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. So again, what it's saying is la'ela, like these people standing here were 20 years old, those 20-year-olds of Yotz Mitzrayim got the chelik, but anyone who was less than that didn't get a chelik. Now the Rashbam, halfway down this Rashbam, quotes a Sifri that says it differently. That la'ela means mipnei k'sherim v'kadoshim lafuke rishayim. Not in terms of their age, but like these people standing here who are all tzaddikim, they didn't die in the Midbar, so only those tzaddikim who left Mitzrayim were Zocha to Yerusha's Aretz. But anyone who was a Rasha, whoever that might be, would not get a land, a chelik in the Eretz Yisrael. So this first opinion is Rabbi Yoshia, that all goes based on, again, Yotze Mitzrayim. Okay, there is interesting discussion here that the Tfelin, the ones who are pachas b'20, that they didn't get any land in Eretz Yisrael. So the Nemuki Yosef points out that there's a difference between women who didn't get a chelik ba'aretz, versus the Pachas Mi'esrim, who didn't get a Chelek Baretz. The women are entirely removed from the Parsha of Nachlas. The men, however, they are part of that Taurus Nachla, but they just, technical reasons, the age is a side point. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, the Gemara in Brachos tells them, Daf Chafim Rebeis, whether Nashim Rechayim and Birkas Amazin or not. So Rashi says, why would they be Pater? Because they don't have Chelek Baretz. So what about a child who less than 20 years old, or an adult less than 20 years old, if he wouldn't get a chelik baretz, does that mean he's potter and benching? No, but he's a man. Men get chalukah baretz. Happens to be technical reason he's not. So a person under the age of 20 is able to emotzi a man who is older than an age. That patur is very different than the patur of nashim. As a side point, Rashi assumes the reason why women are potter from benching is because they have no chelik baretz. Tosis there in the Gemara Brachos asks the question, if that's the case, Levi should also not bench Midiraisa since they have no Chelek Baretz. So therefore Tosis says there's a different reason why women are Pater from benching is because they're not Besoras Torah and Mila. That's the Ptur, not nothing to do with the Chelek Baretz. But there is an opinion of the Shiltei Giburim. He says that actually Kohanim Levim are only Chayv Midirabanan in benching according to Rashi. Since Rashi says the whole Chiv is based on Chalukas Aretz, and the Kohanim don't have a Chelik Baretz, they're only Chayv Midirabanan. But the Magen Avraham writes that no, they do get a Chelik Baretz, since they get Ari Miklat and Ari Migrash, that's where they live. That's considered their Chalukah, and they would be Chayv on a Deraisa level of benching. Okay. Gemara now says, so that's all the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia that's based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. So now hold on one second here. Right. So now the next opinion is Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason writes, Omer Levi Ha'aretz Nishalka Ha'aretz. Depends on who entered into the land. Shenamar Le'ela Techelak Ha'aretz Benachla. These people standing in front of us, they're the ones who are going to get the chelik. So it's all based on Ba'i Ha'aretz. So then the question to Rabbi Yonason is, Ela Ma'ani Mekayim L'shmos Matas Avosam Yinchalu. It's going back to the fathers. It's Le'ela. So he says, Mishuna Nachla Zu Mikol Nachlas Sheba Olam. This type of Yerusha, this is the one time in history, was very different than all other Nachlas. How so? Shekol Nachlas Sheba Olam, in general, the way Yerusha works, the Chayin, the ones who are alive, Yorishin the Mesim, they are Yorish, the ones who have died. But Khan, in this case, the Mesim are Yoshim Chayin, the ones who died, namely the Yotzim Mitzrayim, are Yorish, the ones who are alive. So this obviously requires an explanation here. So the Gemara gives a mashal to explain what's going on here. So Amar Rebbe, Em Shalacha Mashal, Lema Davar Domer, the Shnei Achim Kohanim Shubir Achas. Two brothers, two Kohanim, are in one city. Le'echad Yeshlo Ben, Echad, one Kohen has one son. Ve'echad, the other Kohen has Yeshlo Shnei Ban, has two sons. So now Halchu LeGoren, now the three Kohanim, the three children, go to the Goren, and Zeh Yeshlo to collect the Truma. So Zeh Yeshlo Ben Echad, no to Chelek Echad. To the one who goes ahead and has one son, that one son, each get a Chelek, he gets $100, let's say. Zeh Yeshlo Shnei Banim, the one who has two sons, no to Shnei Chalakim, they collect together $200. So now there's a total of $300, each child has one, $100. Now, when they go back home to the brothers, Machzir and Eitzel Avin, they go back to their father, V'chozen V'cholkin V'shavah, now they take the $300, and they combine it. Then they split 50 for each family. So what happens is, we don't say the one son brings $100 back for his father, and the two sons bring $200 back for his father. Rather, they put everything in the pot, and then they go based on 50% of one coin gets 50%, and the other son, which is two, which is a 150, and the other one gets, other brother gets another 150, and then the two sons end up getting $75, while the one brother gets $150. So it's a combination. It goes back.
It's a hybrid.
Exactly. So it goes back.
But the net goes like the Yotzei Mitzrayim.
The
net.
No. The net goes based on Bias Haaretz. Those who enter Eretz Yisrael. But then the way you divide it, though, is based on Yotzei Mitzrayim.
Right.
But then the collection, the initial collection is based on the Bias Haaretz, and again, the division goes based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's what's going on.
But is there enough Kavina?
For sure, yeah. Because otherwise, if it goes based on BSR, it's only, so then...
No. What if it goes the TS Mitzrayim only?
No, for sure. If there are only certain brothers, let's say if it was one and one, they'd only get $100 each of them, $100 each of them. In this case, they're getting a total of $300 and splitting $150. So there's definitely enough Gemina. Again, if there's only... If you go based on the fathers, one Cohen, one Cohen, they each get $100 only. Or let's say 150, 150 each. But now, the way it's being divided is, let's see. They only get two chalakim as opposed to three chalakim. The fathers have two chalakim, the children have three chalakim. So they have a larger percentage if you go based on the BS Arts. And now you divide it. So again, it depends on the overall, who else is collecting the money. It's all percentage-wise.
So the amount of offsprings increases. Okay.
Okay. So now there's an interesting Siftei Chachamim who asks, what's the need for going based on, why do you need this Chazara? What's the need? Just give it based on the Bai Haaretz. So he writes that the reason why they wanted to go back to Yotzei Mitzrayim as well, because the Gemara Brachos tells us that Shakol Dibor Sheyotzei Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latova Afila Al Tanai. Whenever Hashem says something, a good thing, it always happens. Even if it's conditional, it's always going to be fulfilled anyways. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them that you guys are going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. That was Latova. Now, they made a mistake, and the whole story of the Meraglim, see, they're forced to be in the Midbar 40 years, and they all died. So none of them got it anymore. But still, they had some Zechus, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said such a positive statement, even though it was conditional, wow. It was going back to them to have some Zechus going back to Yotzei Mitzrayim, in addition to Bitali on the B'ez Haaretz. Okay. So the amazing Ein Yaakov also, which explains what's a machlokas whether you go based on Yotzei Mitzrayim versus Bai Haaretz. So the Ein Yaakov explains as follows. What was the idea of Eretz Yisrael, giving Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael? So Rabbi Yoshia held that the idea of giving Eretz Yisrael to Bnei Yisrael was a schar for the Shibud Mitzrayim. Those who were subjugated to the slavery of Mitzrayim, they were deserving of the land, so it goes based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, who goes based on B'ez Haaretz, it was an opportunity to perform mitzvahs on entering in, moving forward, and that's why only Bai Haaretz had any shaychas to the Eretz Yisrael based on them. Yotzei Mitzrayim, who already died, are not going to have the opportunity of performing mitzvahs, and for that reason it goes based on Bai Haaretz as opposed to Yotzei Mitzrayim. Okay, the Gemara now says in the bottom, this is the third shita. Third shita is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. He held Le'elu u'le'elu nischal ka'aretz k'dei l'kaim shnei mikros. Both of them, both Bai Haaretz and Yotzei Mitzrayim were zoche to the land, and it doesn't go back. You don't have that idea of chazara like Rabbi Yonasan suggested, but they each get it. How does this work? Ha'ketzad. Hayo'am Yotzei Mitzrayim nota chelko Yotzei Mitzrayim. If there was a person who left Mitzrayim but never made it over to Eretz Yisrael, so he'd get one chelak. And if a person was Hayam Mibay Haaretz, if he entered into the land, but he didn't leave Mitzrayim, we'll go through Rashbam in a second, so then Notel Chalak Bay Haaretz, he would get one Chalak. The person was Mikan, he was both of them, and he was a Bay Haaretz, and also Yotzei Mitzrayim, he would be Notel Chalko Mikan. He'd take a double portion. So just before you go right to the Gemara, look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam writes, this is three narrow lines down the Rashbam, we're going to read through the next few. Hayam Yotzei Mitzrayim Velo Mibay Haaretz. The explanation is as follows. Im hayam yotzei Mitzrayim v'lo mibay haaretz, if he left Mitzrayim but didn't enter into Eretz Yisrael, kigon Ruvain sheyotzei Mitzrayim. Ruvain left Mitzrayim. V'hu ben Esrim, he was at the time, 20 years old at least. V'holin banim b'midbar, and he had children in the Midbar. Umeis Ruvain died before entering into Eretz Yisrael. U'banav hayu tfeilim b'knisasin l'aretz. Now when the tfeilim, the children, entered into Eretz Yisrael, they were under the age of 20, so they were not zocha to get any chalik on their own right. They would be nolin b'neihem chalik echad b'shvil Ruvain shahaya miyotzei Mitzrayim. They would collect because their father. They were too young, they were under the age of 20 to collect in Eretz Yisrael for themselves, but they're able to collect for their father who was 20 when he left Mitzrayim. That's the first type of chalik. If it's the next Rashbam says, Hayav Mibay Aret Velo Miyotzei Mitzrayim, if he was of those who entered into Eretz Yisrael but didn't leave Mitzrayim, what's an example? Kegon Ruvain Sheholed Banim B'Mitzrayim, had children in Mitzrayim, not the Midbar, but in Mitzrayim, Umeis B'Mitzrayim, he died in Mitzrayim, never left Mitzrayim, so he wasn't Yotzei Mitzrayim. Habanim Hayutfeilim B'Yitziyasan, his children were under the age of 20 when they left Mitzrayim, so they weren't part of Yotzei Mitzrayim. But they were of the age or above 20. They were, let's say, 59. So nolin chelak echad chelkom bari art. They were part of the knisasan beretz. So they collect for themselves. Now the Rashbam gives another opinion. Here, another suggestion how a person could be of by arutz v'nat knisas not yotzei Mitzrayim. Inami kishiyotzei Mitzrayim lo haya ben esrim. Or Reuven himself was without having any children. Reuven himself wasn't the age of 20, and he made it to Eretz Israel. Now, what's the case of haya mikan mikan? What's the situation where he is both of yotzei Mitzrayim and bias arutz? So he explains kigon Reuven shahaya ben esrim kishiyotzei Mitzrayim. Reuven was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim. Beholed banim b'midbar umes, and he had children in the midbar, and the Reuven died. So habanim hayu bnei esrim b'chnisas l'aretz, and let's say the children were 20 when they entered into Eretz Israel. So now they're of age to collect in Eretz Israel. Nolin chelkam b'shvil atman shein b'ya aretz, the 20 years old entering into Eretz Israel, and also nolin nami chelak echad b'shvil avim, because their father shehaya miyotzei Mitzrayim. So that's how you have a case where the sons are going to take for themselves in Bay Haaretz, and for the father who was of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Now Rashbam gives another scenario which he ends up rejecting, but Tosas actually likes, is the following scenario. V'yesh mifarshim, haya mikan mikan ba'adam echad, one person. Rashbam's person was the son collects for himself and the father. But let's say there's a person, ma'irishaya miyotzei Mitzrayim in Bay Haaretz. That person both left Mitzrayim and entered into Eretz Israel. How do you have such a case? He had to have been over 60, because under 60 they all died in Mitzrayim. Between 20 and 60 they all died. So he must have been 61 at least when he left Mitzrayim. There's no gzeira on anybody above the age of 60. So he's 61 when he left Mitzrayim. This person, and he entered into Eretz Yisrael. He was Mibai Haaretz. And Hilkach Yitel Shnei Chalakim. But Tosaf Rashbam doesn't like this because he says, "Vlo la milsi." This is incorrect. The mishum umibay aretz, mishum bay aretz lo yitel. He can't take as part of bias aretz. Why? The chik siv la'ela techalek aretz avnei yotzei Mitzrayim hu dechsiv. When he says these people should collect, it's only referring to the children, the bnei yotzei Mitzrayim, but not the yotzei Mitzrayim themselves. Why not? Why can't it be the 61-year-old who's now 101 who entered into Eretz Yisrael? Because it's the chesed, the pasuk says, "Shelo hayam behen ish mipkudei Moshe v'Aaron hakohen." Because when describing this pasuk, it was only talking about those who were not part of the initial count of Yotzei Mitzrayim. Leil techlek wasn't a gzeres hakasev of allowing the Yotzei Mitzrayim to collect, and that's why Rashma argues, and it can't be referring to the same person. But Tosos says differently. Tosos says no, it can be referring to even the one individual who was 61 when he left Mitzrayim and is now 101 when he entered into Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So this is the third opinion. So again, just a recap. Rabbi Yoshua says Yotzei Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yonasan says Bay Haaretz. And Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says both of them. So now the Gemara continues to explain. Miraglim Yoshua v'Kalev Natlu Chelkam. Miraglim lost their chelek, and it was given over to Yeshua and Kalev to split. Now some Rishonim say they only got it to use while they were alive, but after they died, they went back to the chelek of the Miraglim. So look at the Rashbam here. If you look at halfway down, the medium wide lines down. Rashbam writes, Miraglim, afa pi shehaya livneim shebay la'aretz lito chelek aviyem nishayim miyot Mitzrayim. The Miraglim had children who did live, and they should have been able to collect from their fathers the Miraglim who were of Yotzei Mitzrayim. Afil hachi, despite that fact that they had children who were alive in Bay Haaretz, lo natlu ela yeshuva kalev natlu chelkan. It was taken away from them, given to them. Kidichsiv chayu mein hanashim haheim lekaman b'shmaisin shechayu b'chelkan. Later on, the Gemara is going to darshan how we know this to be true. Shamar Torah nischay Rasha yavo tzadik v'yitzke b'chelkan. The Rasha was chayiv, and the Meraglim were chayiv. They lost their chelik, so it was given to the tzadik, yitzadikim of Yeshua and Kalev. Fine. So then the Gemara says further. Misloninim v'adas korach lo hayilahem chelik baretz. They also, the complainers, and Adas Korach also didn't have a chelik. Now the Gemara doesn't say who gets it, but Rashbam says that it was divided amongst Bnei Israel somehow. Now who are the misloninim? So misloninim, according to Rashbam, is referring to the other chamishim umasayim ish, the other 250 men who with Adas Korach. You look in Parshas Korach, there are other 250 men who got killed as well. So that's who the misloninim are. But the Ritva says there's no discussion of these 250 people being called Mislonim. So he says the Mislonim are referring to those who were accompanying the Miraglim, the ones who were jumping on that bandwagon. The Miraglim, they were the complainers. They were the ones who lost the Chelek Baretz. And then the Gemara says, "Habanim natlu bezchus avi aviem hu bezchus avi imosahem." So even though the children of these Meraglim and the Meslonim and Adas Korach were in Zocha because their father's lands were taken away and given to Yeshua and Kalev and to all of Bnei Israel, if these children had grandfathers or grandmothers who were of Yotzei Mitzrayim, they can get chelik because of their grandfathers and grandmothers. They just can't get because of their fathers who were Meraglim or part of Adas Korach. Okay. Gemara now asks, "My mashma the high lishmos matos avosam biyotzei Mitzrayim." Whoever said when he said av avos, it was referring to, again, remember the times of Pinchas was saying, "Leila techelek aretz, you are going to get it, the shmos avosam based on your fathers." So Gemara says, "Mamish, their fathers who left Mitzrayim." But the Gemara says, "Dilma maybe refers to the shvatim kamarle, maybe it refers to the great great grandfathers. Avosam means the shvatim of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on. Not Levi, but Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, and so on. That's the avosim that's referring to in the pasuk, not their actual fathers." So the Gemara says, "Can't be, because the chsiv v'nasati osa lachem marasha ni Hashem." And Hashem says, "I'm giving to you a marasha. This Yerusha, I'm giving to you. Yerusha hi lachem me'avoseichem liyotzi mitzrayim kamarlehu." He's describing, "I'm giving to you directly." So I'm not sure exactly how what the drash in the pasuk here is. But it seems like he's talking to mamish to your fathers as opposed to the heads of the shvatim. Rashman doesn't really explain the drash here.
Who is the kasha on all three mandamarim?
All three, because all three take into account Yotzei Mitzrayim to a certain extent. So all three. So I'm not sure how this answers it any better than it was saying before, though.
But it says lachem. Who is he talking to? His audience is Yotzei Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but how could the avosam? The question was, avosam doesn't have to be your actual fathers. It could be referring to your great great grandfathers as well. I think that was the question. I'm not sure how this is any better. And again, Rashram doesn't offer an explanation here. So what they're explaining here is that when it goes back to Avram Avinu, that when Avram was promised the land, and he promised to, when he leaves Mitzrayim, he's going to give the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Chelek Baretz. So it has to do somehow going back to Avraham Avinu. That he's promised that he was guaranteed that the Yotzei Mitzrayim are going to get Chelek Baretz. So I don't fully grasp this, though. Fine. Gemara now says, Simon Larav Tzlafchad V'Yosef Ichbal Menashe Yechashev. That's the mnemonic of the upcoming next discussions. So Gemara says, Amar Leira Papa Labaya. Bishma, it all makes sense. L'man damar liyotzei Mitzrayim. I understand nischal ka'aretz, that the division of the land went based on those who exited, who left Mitzrayim. Haynu dechsev, that's where the pasuk means l'rav tarba nachlaso ulamai tamin nachlaso. That's going to change. Meaning, we'll look at Rashbam in just a second. Ella, according to l'man damar levay ha'aretz, my l'rav tarba nachlaso kasha. It doesn't make any sense. So if you look at the Rashbam on kuf yud chesam and aleph, if you go to in the middle of the Rashbam here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 narrow lines down in the Rashbam. He says, "Milarav tarbe nachlaso maksha." Dimashma lemisha haya rav b'yitzias Mitzrayim. It sounds like it's talking about those who had a lot of people when they left Mitzrayim. Kidichsiv basrei lishmos matos avosam yinchalu. Afa pisha achshav nismat. Even though now, as they are bias aretz, they've gotten smaller. This family bichnisasan laretz yet. Tarba nachlaso. So it's saying Larav, that person who had Rav had a big family then, you should be Tarba. You should make sure it's increased, even though right now it's minimized. And same thing, La'osa Shahaya Ma'at B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, those who had a small family when they left Mitzrayim, Tamit Gamata Nachlaso, you should make sure it stays small nowadays, Afa Pish and Nisraba. That's the need to have this verb of Larav Tarba Nachlaso, to increase it. But the one who holds that goes based in Bilya Haaretz, what do you have to do? What, there's no action. There's no compensating. It's whatever it is now. Look how the Rashbam says this. Look a little further down. It's 6 narrow lines up in the Rashbam. Kashya, l'didan kashya delo yadina l'trute kral alibadahu tana. The one who holds it goes based on by haret. I don't know how to read the pasuk here. Zal lekel meimar. You can't say l'rav tarba also. The one who has a lot increase. Kashu rav achshav tarba nachlaso. He's already big. We're looking on whatever the count is right now. And same thing, lemait shu muat achshav tamit nachlaso, one that's small now. What action are you trying to compensate for? And for that reason, there's a kasha, according to one who says, lebay haaretz. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. See you Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem.